listening to the Patriot One Podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot.
So we know there's a raging border crisis. It's nothing new. It's been happening for the last few years. It's been happening since day one of Joe Biden taking control of America. But things are getting much, much worse. It's not just your South American
drug, Mexican
drug cartels and all the scary things we've heard. There's a much bigger issue going on down south that not many people have reported on, and I have barely seen it in the media. But Trump sounded the alarm on it this morning, Thursday, during a radio show. It's so new, it's so recent that I don't think the media have even picked it up yet. So we're going to start today's show. I'm Matt Clark. I'm here with my co-host, Christina Higley. You're watching Patriot One News Podcast. We're going to start the show today by going straight in to the radio interview that Trump had this morning. And the major headline reads of that interview that Trump is actually claiming that Beijing is building an army inside the United States with the military-aged men, or with military-aged men, among the more than 46,000 Chinese migrants who have crossed the border. That's a lot of people. Have you heard about this?
Well,
I mean, this
I
just
have.
Happened. It just happened.
And
literally,
I sent Yeah, I sent you actually back. I remember sending it to you because, as you've mentioned on the show before, your wife is from China.
Sure.
And I was blown away at some of the footage I was seeing back a few weeks ago of just the dozens upon dozens upon dozens of Chinese men.
Sure, right.
At the southern border. And I kind of wanted like your take. I'm like, okay, this isn't normal, right? Like your wife came to the country legally.
Right.
And what are these men doing here?
So,
like, they obviously flew to Mexico. Now
right.
they're coming up through the U.S. And I don't believe Chinese have ever had a problem getting, like, a work visa or being able to come here for vacation. So,
no.
It, to me, was strange when I saw it a few weeks ago. But you're right. The media has not covered it at all.
No, because Trump's sounding the alarm. So, of course, they're not going to cover it. And anything that Trump tries to warn America of, they want to bury it because it makes Biden look bad. Because the Democrats are just not on top of this stuff. So any it could be Trump, it could be Ted Cruz, it could be anybody who wants to cover the border. It could be Fox News, it could be any right wing or politician or media or political show that wants to raise awareness to America and sound the alarm, and they're not going to cover it. So if you're just joining the show, welcome. Please like this show. Please share the show. It helps us spread the word. It helps us get this all this news that the mainstream media will not cover. It helps us get it out. So if you can go ahead and smash that like button, we'd greatly appreciate it, guys. We're talking about Trump claiming that Beijing is building an army inside the United States with the military-aged men. And it's not just China, is it, Christina? It's like every – have you noticed there's a trend here with everybody crossing the border? Like you said, it's not mothers and their children.
It's
not family units.
They're all military-aged men. India, Pakistan, China. These are countries that don't like the U.S. Pakistan does not like the U.S. China does not like the U.S. And these are not like, you know, women with their babies looking like they've come a million miles
like families,
across the border, like
families.
Images we're used to seeing.
Right.
These are like men alone. No women, no children to be found. Just lines of them waiting to get in. For what reason? You can come here legally with a work visa if you're coming here with good intention.
Like, why are you even crossing the border at all? If you're crossing the border, if you're crossing the southern border and you're not from the south, that's a major red flag. Because I'll tell you right now, flights are a lot cheaper going from Shanghai to New York City versus going down the south first and then trying to walk your way across. That just makes no sense at all.
Right. Like, there, when Chinese people go to Mexico for vacation.
I mean, when my wife applied for her green card, we lived in London at the time. She applied the right way. We came in. I'll tell you right now, it was hell of a process. But we did it the legal way. We did it the right way. It was like a 6 to 9 month process. that we had to go through. And sure. Our son was like 3 months old at the time. So you can imagine what a nightmare of a situation we all had to go through in order to get the mother of my child into the United States, the legal route. But we did it.
But it's achievable.
It's
achievable. That's the point.
Of course
it's achievable. If you're coming to the U.S. for the right reasons.
And we had a
it's
sign.
Achievable.
And we had a sign that I had a job and that she's going to be, you know, here to contribute and everything else that goes with it. So we have all these people now coming across the border from China, which just makes no sense. So here's what Trump highlighted today during his radio show. Trump warned during the radio show this morning. Let's see, who was he on with? This was today that he had this show. The president spoke about the issue during an interview with radio broadcaster Hugh Hewitt, who pointed to reports that 46,000 Chinese nationals had crossed the southern border in the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, quote, they're probably building an army from within, Trump said. I mean, you look at what's happening because they're very healthy young men for the most part. Trump then boasted that during his administration, he had the safest border in history, which we all know is accurate, but that Biden undid all of his executive efforts to secure the country. And we saw what happened in day one. I mean, he like destroyed all the America First immigration policies that, you know, the hold in Mexico, right? He kind of just wiped all those policies with the strike of a pen when he implemented all of his executive orders.
Well, and one of the interesting things that I had read is that on just this past Tuesday, the U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended 182 Chinese citizens who crossed the southern border. And in the San Diego sector, they had mentioned that the number of Chinese migrants is now outnumbering the amount of Mexican citizens crossing into the U.S.
Right.
That's insanity. Mm. Insanity. They said that they apprehended close to 37,000 Chinese citizens in 2023, 50 times more than 2 years ago. What is going on? This country's under attack, Matt. I hate to say it, but something stinks.
Well, and they keep blaming it on the fact that, well, we need workers, we need this, we need people to come in that are going to do jobs that Americans aren't going to do. And you know what? Here's the thing, though, about that. I have not heard a single American complain or say that they're not willing to do a job. I just haven't seen that. I haven't seen a group of people who are like, oh, I can't be bothered to do these jobs. Let the immigrants have them. Or, you know, I wish there were better jobs. The only jobs in the market are jobs I would never take in a million years. I don't hear that. I keep hearing the Democrats say it. But I don't actually hear Americans, hardworking Americans, I don't hear them saying it. So,
I just saw a story recently, this past week actually, on the news here in Florida, about a woman with a bachelor's degree, just how difficult it is. And I mean, a lot of people are moving to Florida, so we'll take that into consideration. It was so hard for her to find a job, and she was skilled, she had college education, she was middle-aged. So there is no lack of people looking for work. This woman was applying for things that were well below her skill level because she just needed work. So I don't believe that for a minute, at least not down here in the South.
Going to a couple comments. Thank you guys for the comments. Please drop your comments. We'll read them on the air and we'll clip them and feature you guys in other short clips that we distribute throughout the different channels that we have. For Patriot One News, James Baker said, people are stupid enough to believe that terrorists and criminals are not crossing our borders. Y'all better wake the hell up. It's amazing. And you're right, James. It's amazing how many people aren't aware of what's going on. I mean, do they not read multiple news sources? I get if you turn on MSNBC, they're not going to tell you. I get if you turn on CNN, they're not going to tell you. But come on, people, use your head. Like, go check out a different source. I mean, I read both sides of every single story. If Fox puts out a story, I'm going to go over to MSNBC and fact check it. I'm not saying that MSNBC are the be all fact checkers because we know they are not. But when you read both sides of the story, you at least start to put together a little bit of a, you get to realize or find out what the real deal is here. And you get to learn very quickly who's fabricating the truth and who's got more of the accurate picture here. So whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, it just makes sense, right? To look at both sides of the story. We were taught to do that. And I just don't, I feel like a lot of people, particularly on the left, are just not willing to look at any right-wing media at all. So they are kind of clueless. They just have no idea. I don't think that they're stupid, but they're clueless. Let's put it that way.
But I think that that's what the Democrats probably want, right? The less that you know, the less educated that you are, the more easily they can have control over you. If everybody's just a yes boy, yes, 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 you'll never see it coming, right? So one of our followers commented and said, Beck, why do illegals come here to just destroy us? Right? Like, I mean, obviously there's something in it for them, or their governments are sending them over here. And us as Americans, we're literally clueless.
Right.
I'd like to say, Matt, the majority of Americans are clueless unless they're looking further and they're looking at other news sources. They have no clue what the agenda is or that this is even going on while they're sleeping at night.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about the fact that this morning, a couple hours ago, Trump was on a radio show and he sounded the alarm on the fact that he believes that Beijing is building an army inside the United States with the military-aged men among the more than 46,000 Chinese migrants who have crossed the border. Trump said they're young and they're healthy. I see the pictures of them. I see them on television tapes. Also, he said, I mean, these are young, healthy people. On Tuesday, the U.S. Border Patrol agents actually apprehended 182 Chinese citizens who crossed the southern border into the United States. Again, why are you crossing the southern border as a Chinese national? It makes no sense. It's not like they vacationed in Mexico before they thought, hey, now let's go up to America and try to gain entry and get a green card. It just seems very suspicious. And now we have reports that 46,000 of them have crossed in the last 2 years. That's just, that's too many people going, traveling a route that just doesn't make sense.
50 times more than what had been happening over the last 2 years, or 2 years ago, I should say. More Chinese men, more Chinese citizens, I should say, are crossing the border than Mexicans. I'm a little worried, Matt. I don't know about you. I'm a little worried.
I'm worried about the illegals. Now, as you know, and we've said a million times, I have a Chinese wife. The Chinese are hardworking people. They're great people. And they work pretty much harder than any other minority group in the United States. And hence the reason you never hear the Democrats or Biden coming out or trying to favor the Chinese, right? The Chinese don't need their handouts is the point I'm trying to make, right? The ones who are here legally work very hard. They want nothing to do with the political nonsense that or the favoritism that the Democrats are constantly giving to other minorities, because they're like, dude, we don't need your handouts. We're going to work our ass off anyway. Okay.
Right.
So they're hard workers. They're coming in legally. So I'm all for that. It's just this, this nonsense down south of trying to kind of come in that way. So this is interesting to note, Christina. In the San Diego sector, the number of Chinese migrants is now outnumbering the amount of Mexican citizens crossing into the United States. And I think that's why Trump's like, hold on a second. Let's not get distracted with just the Hispanics who are crossing illegally. We need to remember that the Chinese are starting to get in on this action too. And we need to ask ourselves why.
Well, and China's never been our ally, right? We have decent relations with Canada and even with Mexico and many of the Central Southern American countries. We are not allies with the Chinese or the Pakistani or Indians.
Right. Yeah. Let's not pretend.
Or any of those countries. Yeah, yeah. Like, let's not pretend that we don't have the same relationship as we do with Mexico.
Or let's not pretend that we're dealing with England or Germany or somebody. Right. China is, you know, I mean, if if you've ever traveled to China, I mean, you'll know it's a great, beautiful country. But again, they're not allies of us from a political perspective. So you still have to kind of separate culture from government here and remember and remind ourselves that they're kind of out for us, right? And they always have been. This is an astonishing effect. And all this is, by the way, this is all by the Daily Mail. So it's a very credible outlet that's reporting this. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported 37,000 Chinese citizens were apprehended in 2023 crossing illegally from Mexico into the United States. So we just said a minute ago, how many crossed in the last 2 years? It was something like 48,000
or something, or here is what Trump was saying.
Okay, so Trump's saying 46,000. And of the 46,000, this is insane here. Of the 46,000, 37,000 of those were apprehended crossing illegally. So again, it just proves it just proves our point. We said the only reason you're crossing the southern border as a Chinese national, not the only reason, but one of the biggest reasons, right, is because you're up to no good.
Right.
And we just found out here, out of the 46,000 who crossed, 37,000 of them crossed illegally and were apprehended 50 right. times more than 2 years ago.
Right. So I had retweeted on our Twitter and bookmarked it, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem back about 2 weeks ago was on a talk show. And she basically said that these thousands of Chinese military age men crossing our southern border are CCP members. They've been ordered to infiltrate our country and collect data. Quote, we know that they are sending these individuals here to steal our way of life so that they can control it and we become dependent on them, said Noem. How do you feel about that, Matt? I mean, we already know that a huge chunk of our imports come from China. China is one of the leading manufacturers in the world. Do you think that they're coming here to overtake our country and control us?
Well, it's funny you should say that because as we speak, I'm throwing up a poll right now. I just created a poll as you were saying that. And the poll says, do you think this country is under attack by illegal immigration? Are we under attack? And I'm just trying to launch that poll now. And economically, I absolutely think we're under attack. Financially, we are. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, remember a couple of years ago, you had Chuck Schumer coming out and saying, remember he didn't get caught admitting it, but he just flat out said it. Do you remember that clip? Chuck Schumer was having a press conference and he's like, yeah, we're letting everybody in because we're trying to fill positions that Americans don't want to fill. And I'm like, Chuck, I get that, but you're doing this illegally, dude. Like we can't all just be like, oh, that's why you let them all in illegally. Oh, okay. Because we have jobs to fill. No, that doesn't justify anything.
Right. But we've seen stories even, and I know that certain states such as Arkansas and even Florida, they've taken note of even just the Chinese purchasing the land and operating businesses and such in their states. And they've basically said, no, like, we don't want you here. And I saw an article recently that basically says that there's been a 30% increase since 2019 of China purchasing acreage in the United States, particularly farmland, forest areas that are not developed yet. I believe there's almost 400,000 acres that they own currently. Including land near some of our Air Force bases out in the Midwest, which is extremely concerning. And
we're just allowing it.
What is their interest? Because when we look at, and you would be able to speak better to this than me with your family's background, China's a big country. They have a lot of land.
Yeah, agriculturally.
It's not all developed at all. People, you know, like when you go to Shanghai.
Well, not even close.
It's a far cry from what the majority of the country looks like.
Right.
What is their interest in owning our soil?
Well, and, you know, Japan did this back in the mid-80s, if you remember the whole Japanese boom where the Japanese came in and bought tons of land. But they were building golf courses. The Japanese were interested in business or capitalizing on trying to get in on some of the action. But Japan is like a little tiny island, right?
Sure.
Like they have a little island, and they maxed out their island. And like you just said, it's a very good point. But China's bigger than the United States agriculturally and population-wise. Has a lot of land. So it's not like they've run out of land. And if we have maybe better agriculture to grow strawberries here than maybe they have the ability to grow in China, I can understand combine up a few bits of farmland, but right outside of our military bases, or buying enough land stateswide. And even if it was, let's assume for a second that they were really genuinely here to snap up agriculture for farming because for whatever reason climates produce different stuff. Let's just assume that for a second. It's still economically a huge risk, and I think a very bad idea to let them buy up so much, because how are we going to get that land back when we need to start producing more for our own people? Like, I get it.
And to that point, not to cut you off, but last month at a hearing of the State House Committee on Agriculture, Governor Noem actually said they're buying up our entire food supply chain. And when America can't feed itself and we rely on another country to feed us, it becomes a national security issue. And just last month as well, Noem signed into law a bill that bars China and five other countries from purchasing farmland in her state.
Good.
Interestingly enough, I'm reading in the same article here that I guess 2/3 of the states here in the U.S. have adopted some type of law limiting or barring foreign ownership of the land for those exact reasons. And they're very much right? Like, if we can't produce the crops or have the space to raise cattle or do those types of activities, and that land is now owned by another country, we're literally shooting ourselves in the foot. We need that land. That's valuable to us.
So it's not just Trump sounding the alarm. You just pointed out Kristi Noem here. And I have the tweet pulled up here. Kristi Noem saying, Chinese nationals are crossing our border with a mission from their government. Now, you don't just say that if you have no idea what you're talking about. That's a very dangerous thing to say, especially as a politician and an influential one like Governor Kristi Noem. You don't just say those things because that's very dangerous, right?
Right.
If you're going to say it, you better be able to back that up. We don't need fear tactics. We need credible, legitimate sources so then we can actually do something about it or at least put a plan together. So the fact that Kristi Noem said that, I have to believe there's some truth to this.
Well,
you know, I really do.
She's not the only one. I mean, we've seen in Arkansas, Governor Huckabee has done the same thing.
Who doesn't mess around?
DeSantis did the same thing. Yeah. Not interested in having, you know, Chinese land purchases or agreements being made in the state of Florida. But it's funny because actually the GOP Attorney General, Tim Griffin, in Arkansas, he actually said, and he's right, for years, U.S. intelligence has warned us about the threats of these types of foreign adversaries, particularly China, and that they pose by acquiring our real estate and critical technology a real threat to our country. But he happened to mention, too, which I agree with this statement, our current administration, the federal government, has done nothing to address it over the last 4 years. Why?
Well, and nobody's answering that question either. I don't hear anything out of the Republicans either. I'm hearing a lot of complaining. I'm hearing a lot of, I told you so. I hear a lot of, there is a crisis, but I don't hear a lot of the why out of either side. You can't, you can't tell me that Ted Cruz has no idea why they're doing it. You can't tell me that Huckabee doesn't know why, or why, or that Noam doesn't know why. It's not like they're out of the loop because there's a Democratic president pulling the strings here, right? So they must have a little bit of an idea as to the why. Maybe,
but you know what would happen if they shared the why or they sounded the alarm?
I was just going to
say, how would the mainstream media paint them?
Yeah, as crazy Looney Tune conspiracy theorists, sure. Or
exactly. They're just trying to scare the American people. This is why we don't need people like Trump in office, because they're just going to use scare tactics, and America is a beautiful place to live, and we have plenty of food, and China's not. So it's like they're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't, right? Because here we are, we sit and we criticize them, and you and I pretty openly criticize, like, where's the GOP? Yeah. Where are these people? But then in the next breath, I'm kind of like, well, if they were sounding the alarm on this to the American people, the mainstream media and the Biden administration would have a field day.
Yeah.
Field day with it.
A lot of great comments coming in. Thomas Sadinsky said New York already has China police stations. Remember that when we actually had to shut them down? I don't know that they still are there. I do know that was absolutely a concern. And a couple of years ago, there were like Chinese police stations popping up throughout New York City. And everyone's like, what the hell is going on here? This is so freaking weird. Before they started shutting them down. Cammy says, yes, we are under attack in many ways. Very scary life we have right now. And again, we're not sitting here trying to scare everybody. We're not sitting here trying to throw out fear tactics for clickbait. That's not the point of the show. The point is to just bring you
awareness
as to
so that your family can be prepared and know what this country may be up against.
Cammy also said, so many mid-American people have always voted Democrat. They don't watch the news, won't watch Fox, and believe what the news is saying. They believe what the news is saying. Literally push friends and family out of their lives when someone says the opposite. They have heard so many bad things about President Trump from the left side. They hate him. Mm-hmm. What can we do to change their minds? I see this and it hurts my heart. We need Trump back desperately. Cammy, you pretty much just described like my entire personal situation, probably yours too.
That's what I was about to say. I was gonna say, like, Matt, does she know your life? Like, right. What's going like
Cammy,
on here?
Cammy, you just described my life. But I think here's the real sad truth to the situation. They're not gonna wake up until Trump is gone, unfortunately. Right. And Cammy just said it. They have heard so many bad things about President Trump from the left side. They hate him so much that it doesn't matter what you or I have to say. I can show you a million credible news articles that the left lies on an hourly basis. And they're just not going to believe it because mean tweets.
Orange man bad.
Right. Has just clouded their judgment. And it's lies like this as well. Look at this. This is ridiculous. Yet again, Joe Scarsborough over on freaking MSDNC here is again spreading false information, like blatant false information about Trump. Obviously not surprising, stating that Trump's life is devoted to undo the hard work of Martin Luther King. Like, what the hell is he talking about? Here's Joe. We'll play that clip in when we come back from the break. But again, it's just, you're now telling Trump, who we know has an accomplishment sheet a mile long of everything he's done for the black community and continues to do for the black community. Yet the left are telling us now, here's the new one, Trump is devoted to undo the hard work of Martin Luther King. Like, what? It just makes it's lies. It's just constant lies. So, you know, when people aren't willing to go and look at the other facts, they're just not. Because, like you said, orange man bad, mean tweets, and that's that. So I don't think it's going to change for a long time. So, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot to go through. Illegal immigration taking over this country. We'll be right back after this message.
Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America.
Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business
than worry about how many mental health days they get each year.
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country. And you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts, you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore, and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
So just before the break, we were talking about how Joe Scarsborough from MSNBC is having a freaking TDS meltdown and now coming up with ridiculous statements suggesting that Trump's life is quote-unquote devoted to undo the hard work of Martin Luther King. Christina, I know you're trying to find a tweet right now from way back.
Yeah, I found it.
Did you find
it?
Yeah.
So
we're gonna show you this video first. We were talking about how the TDS is so
deranged,
all encompassing and consuming to the left right now, delusioned that they forget or are unwilling to kind of fact check these ridiculous stories that are coming out of the left.
Sure.
And this is the newest one. Here's Joe Scarsborough, complete lies, suggesting that Trump's out to undo all the hard work of Martin Luther King.
A guy whose life now is dedicated to reversing the work of Martin Luther King and Bobby.
So what the hell is he talking about, first of all? You know, why would he even suggest, like, based on what? Have you heard anything or like anything at all in the news that would even give you an inclination of why he would be saying something like this? Like, I can't think of anything.
I can't think of a single thing. That's
like, did something happen at a rally recently?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Because you and I comb through social media trying to pull stories before these shows. And
yep.
I have, and it's not like I'm like, oh yeah, he's probably referring to this.
I'm still looking. Like, I'm literally like, I cannot find anything that has been said recently that would suggest such a thing.
So while you're looking for that, which I don't think you'll find anything, here's Elvita King. Okay. 2 years ago, she tweeted this, or in 2020, she tweeted this. 2 years ago, I had the privilege of joining real Donald Trump, as he signed the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Park Act on Air Force One. So here you have is Elvita.
I love and pray for this man every single day. Elvita King, Dr. King, I love and pray for this man every single day.
So how the hell?
I can't.
Do you suggest that Trump's trying to undo all the hard work of Martin Luther King when literally, is this a granddaughter or a daughter? I don't know. I think, regardless, it's either his daughter or it's got to be his daughter, right? I mean, Martin Luther King's not that old. He would have still been alive today if he wasn't assassinated, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe this is his daughter, on Air Force One with President Trump saying, I love and pray for this man every single day. What better endorsement do you need to be convinced that Donald Trump loves the black community very much? Like, what else do you need to see here?
I know we've had it on the show numerous times just in the last 2 weeks where we've been showing the black voters coming out in droves in Democratic cities such as Chicago saying, we are voting red. We're voting Donald Trump. We're sick of the Democrats. So I think really this is just another cheap shot for the ignorant that don't take the time to do their research.
The stupid. I mean, they really are.
To hear a headline and go, oh, Trump hates Martin Luther King. Wow. Just, I hate him.
Yeah. Just, I knew I should have.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
King's family loves this man.
Well, as you can see right here, Dr. Kenneth W. Wright for Congress U. This was back in 2020. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is so important to all of us. Here are some important facts. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. Martin Luther King family supports President Trump. Mm-hmm. Democrats founded the KKK. What else do you need to know that the Democrats are full of shit?
Don't talk about these things, Matt. We're going to be shadow banned.
What else do you need to know to be convinced that the Dems are full of shit when it comes to their misuse and abuse towards the black community? I mean, what else do you need? You have Alveda King saying it. You have the entire Martin Luther King family saying it. We love this man. We love and pray for him every single day. Yet Joe Scarsborough goes on MSNBC and says Trump's trying to undo all Martin Luther King Jr.'s hard work. I'd love to see her response to this. It'll just be a matter of time. I think that clip of MSNBC was only shown. Yeah, just a few. This was this morning. This was this morning.
Make it disappear.
and here's something else. This is another thing. Okay. This does not help either. Here's a one-on-one with Liz Cheney. Okay. One-on-one with former governor. And this is a Republican. A Republican who does nothing but run her damn mouth. Why she's still Republican, I don't know. Like, Liz, change your freaking party affiliation already.
Go away.
Yeah, either shut up or become a Dem. I don't care.
Closet liberal.
Right. But here's, so you've got people like Liz Cheney coming out and saying all these horrendous things towards a member of her own party.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is,
Liz, he can legally and from a popularity perspective, he most likely will be.
Can somebody just ask her, who are you voting for then, Liz?
Yeah. You're going to vote for Biden, Liz, as a Republican, you're going to vote for Biden.
Freaking traitor.
Turncoat.
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
We're going to see violence like the likes you've never seen before if Trump becomes president. Like, do these people think before they spew this garbage? I mean, do you hear this stuff? Like, what are they on about?
Look at the footage we showed yesterday of people waiting outside of the rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Peaceful, happy lines, miles long of people for Trump. What did we see at Radio City Music Hall outside of
protests.
Biden's?
Anti-American, anti-Biden.
Each other. The police were in a scuffle with these people.
Yeah.
Chaos. But Trump, you will see violence like you've never seen before.
So this is a great meme and a great counter to all of the liberal insanity right now. All the media BS, all the gaslighting. This says it all and should put an end to the nonsense right now. If the SCOTUS ruled for Trump to be on the ballot when they believe, then they believe there was no insurrection. Okay, so if the SCOTUS ruled for Trump to be on the ballot, then obviously they believe there was no insurrection. So if there was no insurrection, then release the damn J6 prisoners, right? The point is, if there was really an insurrection, then there's no way SCOTUS would have allowed Trump to be on the ballot, right? Let's be honest. If there really was an insurrection and Trump was convicted of an insurrection, there's no way the Supreme Court would have allowed it. But they did.
Right.
And did they vote unanimously, by the way? I want to believe it was a unanimous vote.
I believe it was.
Even the most hardcore of liberals who sit on that panel, I am pretty sure, and I know you're probably looking this up right now, I'm pretty sure this was a unanimous vote. And it also raises the next question. I know this is a bit off topic, but if there was no insurrection, then what the hell are people still doing in jail? And it goes back to my point earlier, and the point I've been making a lot lately is, where are Republicans on this? Where are they?
It was a unanimous vote.
It was a unanimous vote. So so let's leave the J6 prisoners for a second, not to discredit or undermine or take away from how important that situation is. But it was a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
Okay. So why is the media still going on about this? Why haven't they shut the F up about the fake insurrection? Right?
Desperate.
And more importantly, why do Democrats still fall for this?
Why aren't we talking about BLM that burned down our cities?
Because Democrats allowed it.
You forgot about that.
Well, they allowed it. Democrats allowed it. So it's okay if the Democrats allow it. But, you know, they're so scared of this man winning that they are just losing their minds. Every day, hit piece after piece after piece. Here's a 3-minute, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, compilation of TDS in the media losing their mind, making up lie after lie after lie about Donald Trump.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might...
Funny, because this is everything that I'm scared shitless that the Democrats are going to do. Right? They're just naming one thing after the next. It's like everything that Trump's warned us about, they're turning it around. They're flipping it on its head, right? And then going to Democrats and warning about the same exact thing. When has Trump ever given you... When has he ever even made you think that if Trump becomes president, he's going to make us salute him in the streets, as the MSN suggests that he's going to do?
People genuinely want to see him. I mean, the crowds that come out and stand on the street corners and such, even in some of the most democratic areas of the country, cheering and waving, the videos are amazing everywhere he goes. Yet, what do you see when Biden's motorcade goes through a city?
Nothing. You don't. The media doesn't even show it.
F you.
Oh yeah. Which is why
we don't want you here.
I guess, which is why the media doesn't show it.
F Joe.
Right. So this should tell you everything you need to know. You know, we know that Biden had that fundraiser last week outside of Radio City Music Hall, where there were massive anti-Biden protests going on. Trump is actually set to raise $43 million at a fundraiser, which will eclipse Biden's historic $26 million night. Former President Trump is on track to raise $43 million at a fundraiser in Palm Beach on Saturday, in what many billionaire Republican donors, let's pull up the whole article here.
It's the kickoff to the general election season.
Yep. In what many billionaire Republican donors are considering the kickoff of the general election season. Yes, sources told
Axios. So what former presidents is he bringing with him? And are they going to wear sunglasses?
None. There won't be a single former president. He doesn't need the former presidents because as we showed you yesterday, as we showed our listeners or viewers yesterday, you can't even trust the Bushes to be on the same team as Trump right now. There's a reason that they're all...
And he knows it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't need anyone to hold his hand or show up for him or... No. Which is, it's a lot to be said.
Mm-hmm.
But will the media report on this event Saturday night?
No.
Because it's all we heard about.
We heard it,
quite frankly, it was nauseating. It was overshadowing the slain police officer. Everybody was talking about this monumental, historical night of fundraising for Biden. We'll see how much they mention Saturday night on the news.
So drop your comments. We'd love to know what you guys think. Lori says, I think the media idiots need a few more jabs. They have lost their minds.
No, we don't need that. They'll turn into zombies. We're good.
Yeah, don't worry, Liz. The jab's going to do the trick on its own.
There's already enough zombie-looking people walking around San Francisco and New York City and all the footage we've shown.
Norman said, when all said and done, it was a Democrat insurrection. Why are thousands of papers not allowed Tucker Carlson was on to exposing them for who they are? Why are thousands of papers not allowed? Yeah.
I think like documents from that day, just like the documentation and such, it being so sealed and secret about what really happened and such.
If you're on the show and you haven't... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're on the show and you haven't smashed that like button yet, guys, go ahead and do that because it really helps us spread the show. It helps get it out there. It really helps... our message, and we want more hardworking America First patriots like yourselves on this show to tell us what they think about the current situation. So please like and share the show. It really helps us raise awareness here. So Trump is set to raise $43 million, which will eclipse Biden's historic $26 million night. I think it speaks volumes as to what we're dealing with here as far as how many powerful and influential people really want to see change here in America.
Right.
And what I like about this is, you know, yesterday we spoke about, what was it, Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, passing a bill that no longer allows Zuckbucks to influence their elections, which I think
or
is awesome.
Or any corporation to come in and spend millions and millions of dollars to influence the outcome of the election.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see that for the Republicans either. So if putting an end to the nonsense of one person or one corporation funding an entire campaign also hurts Republicans, I'm for that. Because again, it shouldn't be allowed for both sides, right? But what's interesting to know here is that of the $43 million raised, I bet it's going to be a good diverse, pool of donations, meaning there's not going to be any one massive donor that is going to kind of put up most of the $43 million. And what that tells me is collectively across the board, he's got the support of millions of people, thousands of people, at least in this, as far as this 43 million is concerned, not just one person trying to control an entire election like Mark Zuckerberg did
back in
2020, right? Because the Democrats, I think, are so scared that they need Zuckerberg's money. They need one man's money because they can't get it from the rest of the country, right?
Do you think Elon's going to give a donation to the Trump campaign? He's made it clear he voted for Biden the last time.
But he's also said
he tweeted it recently, but he said, we need a red wave in 2024.
He did.
Do you think that he'll make a donation?
Well, I'll tell you this. Elon Musk needs to put his money where his mouth is, right? Don't just sit here and play the independent card. Or if you are calling for a red wave right now, Elon, that if you don't write a check backing that rhetoric up, then I don't believe you, Right.
Like, will he be at the fundraiser? I'll be curious to see who the guest list is. Who's going to that event? I think it'll be very telling.
Again, Elon, yeah,
put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, you want a red wave, get your checkbook out. You know, you have, if you really mean it and you're sick of seeing people like Mark Zuckerberg spend $350 million on the Democrats back in 2020, and there are no rules that are preventing corporations yet from writing large checks like that, well, let's go then. Get your checkbook out and write the Republicans a check.
Let's do it.
And
let's do
you know
it.
You,
exactly.
you yeah. So here you go. Right here, Elon Musk calls for a red wave in 2024. Otherwise, America is doomed. Well, Elon, how many billions of dollars have you made from America? I mean, you and I together. You and I.
Everybody's awake now after you've just voted for Biden. I mean, that's an improvement.
It's a huge improvement. I mean, you and I and our families were just down at what is it called? SpaceX or something down in, we were down at Kennedy, right? In Florida.
NASA.
Mm-hmm. And there's Elon Musk shooting his rockets off on American soil.
Way more than NASA's doing.
Way more, right.
May I point out there, this man is one hell of an entrepreneur and is able to do things that even our government isn't able to recently, which is mind baffling to me.
But my point is, he's doing it on American soil, right?
Right.
He's making billions of dollars from America. You know, and you should. That's why you come here.
He's living the American dream.
He's living the American dream.
Can't hate the guy.
No, absolutely not. And I'm 100% for capitalism, as you know. I love everything that Mark Zuckerberg's done with Facebook.
Sure.
I mean, I applaud the guy.
Good for him.
But I hate his political stance, and I hate the fact that he constantly dumps hundreds of millions of dollars towards the Democrats. So now we finally have Elon, who could do the same and counter Zuckerberg. So if Musk really believes that America is doomed, that means your companies are doomed. That means your revenue's doomed. That means your income is doomed.
He's got a lot to lose.
You have a lot to lose. So write a check and let's win this thing. If you really believe that. But don't say it and don't throw a massive contribution to the GOP, because if you don't do that, I don't believe you.
Well, we'll see.
Elon Musk, once a Democrat, now calls that party, the party of division and hate. This is back in 2022. Musk is advocating for a massive red wave in 2022, referring to the primaries. When asked whom he was leaning towards in 2024, Musk replied, DeSantis. Now, this is back in 2022, okay?
Sure.
Well, we now know DeSantis is out.
Mm-hmm.
Has he specifically... Well, he just said here, he's calling for a red wave in 2024. Has he specifically endorsed Trump yet, though? Has he actually said it? Because the only way we're getting a red wave is obviously if you vote for Trump, right? I mean.
I'm looking. There's actually an article here that says, will Musk help Trump with cash, not just tweets?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't see anything officially yet.
And here's Elon Musk right here, striking back at the MSNBC and NBC for spreading a bloodbath hoax. So you remember the whole bloodbath hoax, right? With Trump coming out, referring to the economy, not an actual freaking civil war. Bloodbath, we looked it up. We remember we posted the definition of bloodbath on Patriot One News, and we said bloodbath, economy.
Right.
You know, when there's a horrific economical collapse can also be referred to as a bloodbath. And Elon Musk goes out, or he sets the record straight and strikes back, saying that the MSN or the liberal left-leaning media is spreading a bloodbath hoax. The Tesla owner calls for a red wave, and this is just March 17th, and challenges the misleading narrative.
Right.
So a lot of rhetoric, a lot of support, but until he starts throwing cash their way to win this thing,
it's just words.
It's just words. And you know what? Maybe Elon Musk is more an independent than he is a right winger. But voting independent's not gonna do what Musk wants. That's not gonna call for a red wave, right? That's not gonna fix America, voting independent today.
Sure.
So I want to hear him say, let's go, Trump. I want to hear him actually, I want to start
seeing
Trump.
We may be getting there. There's definitely some articles here that I'm looking at that has mentioned, actually Bloomberg reported last month that apparently Elon had met with Trump's team to discuss donations or financial assistance with the campaign. He's alluded to the fact that he is not wanting Biden in office again. So, I mean, what would the other option be? Maybe it's only a matter of time.
Well, someone big, I mean, we need to hear this out of these, because, you know, Biden's going to have Taylor Swift, Zuckerberg, and a whole bunch of other mega powerful and influential
polarizing the idiots that can't do their own research. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they got them. I mean, Taylor Swift has the young community, right? She's got the freaking, and this is why she acts like a teenager herself, because she wants that teenage crowd. Because sure. That's the crowd. By teenager, I mean 18 to like 24, 25. That's the demographic that's not willing to think for themselves and have been super indoctrinated and wouldn't know how to critically think after everything they've been brainwashed by.
Well, if Taylor's voting for him, we have to vote for him too.
Taylor doesn't even know why she's voting for anything, let alone her followers. But she has
a massive following. I saw a meme recently that said that, you know, based on Taylor Swift's songs, she definitely doesn't know how to pick the right guy.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. That's a disaster.
She doesn't have a track record of picking the best guys for her life or possibly for the presidency.
Right. So I'm just curious, back to this Kristi Noem thing. We were talking a little bit earlier in the show about Kristi Noem also sounding the alarm on nationals crossing our border with a mission from the government. Kristi Noem literally said, Chinese nationals are crossing our border with a mission from the government. Noem said thousands. I'm just going through the article now because I want to know, what did she mean by that? We said, you're not just going to throw that out there unless you really have some, you know, some good information, some good solid intel to back this. So the article reads, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says thousands of Chinese military-aged men are crossing our southern border. Our CCP members ordered. So she's saying this. She's saying they're ordered to infiltrate our country and collect data. She said, we know that they are sending these individuals here to steal our way of life so that they can control it and we become dependent on them, says Noem. Doesn't go into really what intel she has to say that, but man, I mean,
the U.S. isn't just welcoming tens of thousands of illegals from these countries that hate us for no reason.
Right.
Or they're just that stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. There's something going on.
And again, we'll end the show with how we started the show. And that was, you don't cross the border from China unless you're up to no good, unless you're trying to sneak in or hide something. And guess what? The statistics actually prove that. Trump said 46,000 have crossed in the last 2 years. And how many have been arrested and detained for coming in illegally? 36,000 of those Chinese nationals were illegal. That means only 9,000 of the 46,000 came in legally. So it just confirms what we thought. You're only coming in from the south, walking through that border, if you've got something to hide, or there's a very high probability that there's something to hide. But that's all the time we have to.
Keep aware of your surroundings and vigilant.
Absolutely. So guys, thanks for joining us today. We're here every day, Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.